transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
My brothers and sisters, in this morning's gospel, we heard a wonderful challenge by Christ. And we hear these words at every feast of the Panagia. Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her. You see, they were hosting Christ in their home, and Martha was preoccupied with busyness. We've all been there. We invite guests into our home, and we don't even spend time with them because we are so busy getting all of the things ready for them. Even to the point of sometimes moving the party into the kitchen so we can at least have some parea as we are troubling ourselves with all of the busyness of hosting people. But when we come to Christ, when we come to church as we have today, Christ wants us to remember there's plenty of time for the busy things. The things that matter is time with God. That time when we come to church, even in church, I suspect, because it happens to me, I suspect that all of us, at least once, if not more, during the liturgy today, our mind will go to something that we have to finish. I have to do this. I have to do that. Ugh, tomorrow I have to go to work and do this. Even when we're in church, our mind wanders to the busy things that we have to accomplish. And Christ is reminding us, don't be like Martha. Don't be so preoccupied with the busyness of life that we ignore time with God, even when we come to church, to spend time with Him. This is why our cathedral offers services every day, so we can come and spend time with Christ. We can leave the craziness of the world outside and come and light our candle and venerate the icons and just sit and listen to God. Because if we allow the busyness to consume us, then time will go, because time doesn't stop. And time is going to pass us up. And then the next thing you know, we're going to be in the church one last time, carried by six people. And it will be too late. It'll be too late at our own funeral to start listening to God and to start spending time with God. And so, my brothers and sisters, I invite you, don't be like Martha. Be more like her sister Mary. Find time, not just today on the Feast of Panagia, not just on Sundays. Find time every day. Carve it out in your schedule if you have to. But find time to spend with God in quiet prayer and time for fasting. And time for taking care of the poor, and time for the sacraments of our church, getting our homes blessed. I know that here in Tarpon, many of us like to get our homes blessed around Tu Stavru. Call either Father Theophanius or myself, and we will come and we'll bless your home. Time to spend in holiness and in the love of God. So what if the oven is going? Turn it off and go to your icons and say a prayer every morning and every evening. This is that joy that we have in Christ. You know, today, this amazing feast of Panagia, so important to us as Orthodox. Our mother, not just God's mother, but our mother too. She dedicated her entire life to Christ. From the moment her parents brought her to the temple when she was 3 years old, she dedicated every moment of her life to God. This is our chance as well to dedicate our time and our life and every breath to our Lord and Savior. This is that great opportunity that the church has for us. And how blessed we are, especially in Tarpon Springs, to have our church so close to our house. You know, in other cities, if they want to go to the church, they have to drive 45 minutes or an hour just on a Sunday morning to go to church. Most of us are 5 or 10 minutes away. And the church is open every day to come, to light a candle, to say your prayers, and in the evening to join your brothers and sisters as we pray the services every night in the church. This will bring us closer to each other and closer to God so that we can be more like His mother, Panagia, who is our mother and our example. Panievuithiamas, may the All-Holy Mother of God continue to watch over us and protect us, and may we give all glory to God.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.